You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds of thousands of Australians are diagnosed with a cancer every year, and blood cancers like leukemia, lymphoma and myeloma account for around 10% of those cases. The latest report by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare reveals that in the decade from 2005 to 2015, the number of blood cancer cases increased by 30%, while Australia's overall population only grew by 0.2% over the same period. The Leukemia Foundation's Chief Executive Officer Bill Petch says almost 13,000 Australians are diagnosed with a blood cancer every year, and the number will probably continue to rise at that 30% rate.
What we'll start to see is a new diagnosis in Australia every half an hour, and that means probably 17,000 diagnoses a year by 2025, which is quite a significant increase.
Cancer experts are not sure why the number is increasing, but say it's likely to be because of a mix of contributing factors. A haematologist with the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre, Dr. Michael Dickinson, says Australia's ageing population is one of those factors.
Well, it's probably a mix of increase in the age of the population overall. So most blood cancers are a cancer that occurs more commonly as we get older. Across a range of the blood cancers, they increase with age. And as the population ages, the overall burden of this particular type of cancer in the population goes up.
The Leukemia Foundation's Bill Petch says new therapies are needed.
I don't think that there's one thing that we can identify that's saying that is the leading cause for that increase. So what we do know is that we're going to have to not just invest in understanding the biology, we're going to have to invest over the next few years in bringing those new therapies to market faster so we can improve survival rates and improve quality of life.
One therapy was approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration in December last year. It aims to supercharge a patient's immune cells to hunt and destroy cancer cells. Although the therapy is now available in Australia, Bill Petch says not everyone can afford it.
So that's a great new therapy, and it shows a great deal of promise. Unfortunately, it's not available for everyone yet, and it is available at a very significant cost at the moment. So improving the cost or getting it onto PBS sooner will increase access to people with blood cancer.
The Foundation's Bill Petch also says helping Australians get a better understanding of blood cancers is vital. Louise O'Reilly's 8-year-old grandson was diagnosed with blood cancer in December.
You know, we hear so much about a lot of other cancers, but blood cancer is, I don't think people realised. With James, we didn't know. There weren't a lot of signs. Now, looking back from a month before he was diagnosed, he was a little unwell, well, a little bit iffy. We thought, oh, there's something going on at home or at school that he wasn't happy with. And then he had a tooth abscess. The tooth was removed, and within 10 days, he's gone from a normal, healthy little boy to anemic white, turning yellow and screaming with pain.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.